The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe, on the radio, please be careful. You know, we're broadcasting out of New York. We're basically licensed out of New York, New York. We're the flagship station for all Salem media, and we broadcast around the country, around the world. We love you for listening around the country, around the world, on AM970TheAnswer.com. But because of our local, designation, I want to make sure that you know, as you listen out of New York, as you listen out of Jersey, as you listen out of Connecticut and out of Philadelphia and Pennsylvania, the whole area, be careful. It's raining and it is dangerous on the roads. Please stay home if you can. All right. Debbie Duhaime has got you covered. Joe Lumberg's got you covered. But our first responsibility is to you and your safety. So please be careful. Stay home if you can, because it's just, for some reason, they're not de-icing the roads. Whatever's happening, I don't know. But please be careful, and we're feeling for you. Robert, we know you're stuck out there. Everybody's stuck out there. Stay with us, and we'll get you through as best as we can. And call us here if you need any assistance, 877-970-2999. And as we try to give be a public service in that regard, we try to be a public service with Stephen Moore and tell you what's going on with the economy, because it's our responsibility to deal with you in a very, very truthful way. Stephen, welcome back to the show. Stephen Moore, great to have you with us always, my friend.
Hi, Joe. Happy New Year. Great to be with you. It's going to be, I think, a better 2022 for sure. And, it starts with, it looks like right now, this Build Back Better bill is pretty dead. You know, Joe Manchin said yesterday, he's the West Virginia senator who has been the key vote. And he is saying that, that this is going to put this off for at least another month. So this is looking good. We don't need another $5 trillion of government spending and debt and money printing. We just don't need it. And it's going to be bad for the economy. So this is a good development for the country. And, you and I have talked about this throughout 2021.
Yes,
and
sir.
It's a big victory for common sense.
Well, you and Larry Kudlow killed the bill. You know, you were right on the money. And no, we appreciate it, man. And it's like they would just pull. If it wasn't for guys like yourself, Stephen Moore, and I have to tell you this as an aside, because I watch you. I love watching you with Sandra Smith, who I adore, with John Roberts on Fox. And then
Joe, don't tell my wife this, but Sandra Smith is my girlfriend. I just love that woman. She's just great.
You are. I hope she's not listening, man. I know we all love Sandra. Believe me, she is great. She is great, and a great journalist as well, of course, first and foremost. But you're great with Robert Wolf, my buddy Robert Wolf, who's a big Wall Street.
I know Robert.
Very well. We're pretty close friends, and he's a big Democrat, supports President Biden. But you deal with it in a nice manner. You go at each other. It's great television, by the way.
He and I are good friends. We don't agree on a lot. Well, we don't agree on the economic stuff. But he was the head of UBS.
He was
amazingly successful businessman. And I respect Robert's opinion on things. He and I actually were partners for a while in a business venture. So I'm good friends with him. You know, we like to duke it out on Fox News.
But sometimes I want to. No, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but because I want to somehow say to Robert, my friend, come on. Yeah, I mean, you know what's going on. You can't be. Yeah, come on. Don't you feel like saying, "Oh, Robert, he knows. He knows.
Yeah, he takes the party line sometimes, but he's very close friends with Barack Obama, President Obama, and he's also close friends with, I don't know if you know this, but Bill Murray. You know, he's close friends with Bill Murray, and Bill Murray grew up in my hometown of Wilmette, Illinois. And you saw, of course, that, well, you know Bill Murray, I'm sure. And you know the movie Caddyshack, right?
Yeah.
Which was one of his first. That was based on a little Caddyshack up the road where I lived. And so, anyway.
It's so funny.
But I don't understand how Robert defends some of these policies that Biden's doing, because they're just not good for the country. And you know, Robert has more common sense than that.
What's so funny, though, and we'll move on to economy, but with Robert, the funniest thing Robert ever did, he did a hit on, like, Fox Business, and Bill Murray was in the background because they just played golf together.
That. Yeah, I was with him when he did that.
How great was that?
He waited in the background with his raccoon hat on.
That was so cool. I said, that's the coolest hit I've ever seen, I told him, man. Billy Murray just in the background lounging around. Hey, Stephen. So because a lot of the things that were in that Build Back Broke a deal were they were just gonna like the mileage. They were gonna attack the mileage and charge everybody for extra mileage and the fossil fuels and we couldn't sustain it. And they were trying to bury all these regressive socialist agenda things. So thank God you guys took off. Is it going to surface or is it dead for sure? That Build Back Broke situation.
Well, I don't think it's dead for sure, you know, but we need to stick a stake through the heart of it and bury it and then pour salt on the soil.
vampire.
Politicians love to cut deals. And so, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if what I call the two Joes, and that you're not one of them. I'm talking about, you know, Joe Manchin and Joe Biden. If they were to sit down and, you know, strike a deal, I think that would be bad. That bill is 2,450 pages long. I don't think, Joe, that a single member of Congress, do you, has actually read that bill.
It was like Obamacare. They just don't look at it. And now I'm seeing that this new. It's so true.
That I found really, really offensive, and I hope this never comes back. They wanted to hire 80,000 new IRS agents to harass people.
Yeah, thank you. And, thank you for that.
Yeah, that's a terrible idea. I've been audited many times by the IRS because I'm a conservative and I have strong opinions, and they come after me. And, you know, it's not a pleasant experience. It's like getting a proctology exam, you know. I don't want 80,000 more IRS agents. Do you?
You are too funny, man. Stephen Moore, you got to laugh. We got to laugh. Now I'm looking at the CNBC change research poll. Shows 60% of the respondents are unhappy with Biden's handling of the economy. 72% are dissatisfied with how Biden has handled soaring prices. 58% unhappy. Yeah. This guy is just crashing and burning. The AAA stations survey found the national average for regular gas to be up at $3.29 a gallon. And you know what? On this alone, and staying the economy aside, put it aside for a second. Stephen, help me out here. Why are they putting Joe Biden in an artificial set? Why did they put him in a fake set in the executive office building down with fake snow in the background with a fake window? Because it's a fake presidency? I mean, could you help me out here? Why are they doing that?
I don't know. I don't have a good explanation for that. It's like a made-for-TV, you know.
Exactly.
Or something. But I'll say this, because, you know, look, I've been critical of Biden on the economy, and there are a lot of problems with the economy. But the one thing I've got to say, you know, if you're looking for a job, we need to get more Americans working, Joe. We got to get people off the sofa after 2 years of COVID. We can't let fear and panic, you know, due to our economy, what it did in 2020. There are now 11 million jobs open in America. If you've got any kind of skill, or even if you don't have a skill, they'll train you. But we've got trucking jobs open, construction jobs open, manufacturing jobs, nursing jobs. We got electrician jobs, carpenter jobs. You know, the jobs are out there. We've got to get people. We got to get back to the old work ethic in this country and not be on government assistance. You know, government assistance is supposed to be temporary. It's supposed to be a hand up, not a handout, not a way life.
You're right.
And that's my kind of my New Year's resolution, okay, for this country, is we get America back to work, and we don't panic, and we don't get paralyzed with fear with Omicron. You know, look, this is a contagious disease. I'm not going to, you know, understate its impact, but let's soldier on. You know, we're Americans. We're can-do people. You know that, Joe. I mean, we can get through this.
That's right, and we will. By the grace of goodness gracious, grace of God, we will get through it, Stephen Moore. We appreciate your fight, Stephen. Thanks for the laughs this morning, too, because you got to keep smiling. Keep smiling, Stephen, and keep the fight. And listen, Happy New Year, my friend. We'll see you soon, huh?
You too.
But thank you, Stephen. Thank you, my friend. Stephen Moore right there knows what he's talking about. They built such a great economy under President Trump. Now they're just trying to decimate every single thing about it. And we just and the whole thing, I don't even want to I'll go to the phone calls, 877-970-2999. The manufacturing in America. If I see one more thing. You know, when Mikey was just a kid, a little baby, like if he was in second grade or so, and he made me this cute little thing, and it was, he got it at like the Christmas store, and it had like a little Santa Claus on it, little snowman, and then you put a little candle on it, and I've held on to that for years, and we bring it out every Christmas, you know, and I just looked at it last night, and I looked at this beautiful little, this tchotchke thing that my son gave me when he was, you know, 6, 7 years old, whatever he was, got sentimental for a moment, you know, in my regular hectic pace, and I picked it up, and then I turned it upside down just to see where it was made, made in China, even back then, everything. And with the toys, I bought all these toys, by the way, half of which I'm sending back because half of the toys on Amazon don't work. I bought all these really cool toys. Some were great. I went to Sharper Image as well. Half of those toys worked. You know, the problem is they're made in China. So there was one toy, it was like electronic ping pong. So you turn it on and then there, it has like this, an image of a ball that will go on the ceiling, for example. And then you have to hit it with your laser kind of in your hand. Very cool. And that works. And I was very pleased. That was, I believe, from the Sharper Image. I got that right for the kids. And we just had a blast on it on New Year's Eve. We had a little party. We're playing with this game, you know, this goofy family stuff, which is really fun. But the other stuff was we got some other things, another Zap the Monster on the wall. So of course I get that because I'm like, Dad, this will be cool. We'll zap the monster on the wall. Listen to me. I'm such a geek. I'm such a dorky dad. It doesn't zap the monster on the wall. It doesn't make a sound. Now I got to send it back. I got to go to Amazon. I got to get the return thing. I got to go down to UPS. You know why? Because it's made in China. And the only thing made in communist China that lasts is the Wuhan virus. And no one will get on this. No one will just say, I want this president to step up and just go, forget. Like President Trump said, we're making it in America. It's not going to be easy. People are going to move out. It's going to be more expensive, but we're going to make it in America. And you know what I said? And I said from day one, Walmart, for example, gigantic mega $1 trillion Walmart, rather than getting everything from China, when they take over Walmart, I've said this before, 8:17 in the morning, and we'll get to the roads in a second because please be careful. But let me just say, with Walmart, Walmart's like it comes in like a big spaceship and it comes down into a town and it absorbs all the local businesses and the shoe shop, the butcher store, and all those stores that we knew as kids that were stores. Now it's all in Walmart and it's like a big spaceship, you know? And now you got that big space. With that, on that land that they acquire, where they put the Walmarts, they should have a manufacturing base. They should have a where they make the stuff for the Walmart. I know that's a far-fetched idea, and they should hire people from the inner cities that don't get jobs, that are all on a lot of folks that have to lean on entitlement programs. Create the jobs. Make it in America. And you're going to tell me, well, Joe, it's going to cost you $20 more. I will gladly pay that. Gladly pay that. We have to be self-sufficient as a country. I don't want to have to worry about the chips that go into cars that are made in China. I don't want to worry about the PPEs, all of these things, which I don't forget about any of that. And it's from the communists, not from the good people of China. It's from the communists. And we could, you need somebody to talk about it. And then when we vote for somebody who does talk about it, they run him out of town because, oh, goodness gracious, he doesn't play the game with the deep state. Inexcusable. 818, the story locally, forgive us, as you listen around the country, and I know, Adrian, we love you in Nashville, and as you listen around the world and around the country, live and local in New York, it's cold out. The roads, for some reason, brined? Is that what they say? Where they don't put the
normally they brine the roadways. And last year, in the last couple of years, Governor
Ding Dong,
ask Pat LaFreda at 8:40.
Yeah. So normally they brine the roads with a premix solution. Now the weather people have been saying all along that there is going to be icy roads this morning. Icy roads. You know, this is Governor Murphy a couple of years ago.
Most important piece of advice, the biggest caution to give you. yeah. is please, if you can, yep. stay in.
Yeah, this stay in. Okay, well, he didn't do that this time around and put out a stupid video like this one when he says,
hey, Governor Phil Murphy coming at you.
Coming at you. Did you hear this? Did you see the new one? Governor Phil Murphy coming at you from outside where I got my booster. Nobody cares. Brine the road. This is the moment where you brine the road when yeah. there's icy conditions. He wasted all of these millions of dollars the last 4 years when it was going to spit on the roadway. Yeah, he brined the road. Today, when it was needed, it wasn't done. We've had school delays all over the place in New Jersey. I kept my kid home. I called my wife. I said, do not go out on the roads. There's accidents everywhere in town. And where we live now, there's a little bit of an incline. Cars are sliding all over the place. The buses haven't even picked up the kids in town, take them to school. So, again, and then apparently in front of the high school, kids were slipping and falling all over the place walking into the school because, the sidewalks were insulted. So
What did these people do? What did they do?
I don't know.
One job.
I don't know how they don't see the weather report. I don't know how they don't see it and say, the snow missed us on Monday. It was going to miss us again today. No, that's not what's going to happen. I don't get it. Yeah, inexcusable.
Yeah. Use your time. Joe on the radio. It's true, though. 20 after 8 o'clock. Debbie is out there looking out for you. Please be careful. Lou Barletta is going to join us momentarily, and we're going to talk politics in Pennsylvania. But coming at you. It's just not getting better, is it, Debbie?
It's not. Do you know our friend Robert's been in the same spot on Route 7 since just after 6 this morning? He hasn't moved. Over 2 hours because 1 in 9. He's listening. He's enjoying the show, by the way. He's loving the show. He just sent me a text. Great show.
Man.
Having a great
good
time.
Man. Lord. Well, just maybe best to pull over, I guess. I mean, I don't know.
Well, yeah, you can't go anywhere. You're just stuck behind all the other cars. Everybody's just stuck. You can't move.
Wow.
You're stuck in traffic everywhere right now. And, Joe, there are at least 100 accidents. I was trying to count them all. I couldn't even get up to how many there were. So man. I'll just give you a rundown.
Saying prayers, Deb. Yeah, thank you, Deb. Yeah, we're Deb Duhame's on the roads for you. AM 970, the answer. Thank you, Debbie.
Thanks, Joe. 195 West closed, exit 11, accident. Garden State Parkway North at 105, 114, 117. You have several accidents over there, so definitely steer clear of that this morning. We're also seeing some delays. Southbound Parkway 109, a collision. 34 closed in Old Bridge with an accident. 22 eastbound closed in Union. 78 eastbound exit 24, a crash over there. Several accidents on 78 eastbound in Newark. Traffic is still a problem on the Palisades Parkway. Southbound closed in Orangeburg. Several accidents. 287 westbound in White Plains. Several accidents there. 52 in East Fishkill accidents. We're seeing delays on the Bronx River Parkway northbound by the Cross County with a collision. Hutch southbound by 287. Several accidents there. 440 in Staten Island as you head northbound. As you get up toward Arthur Kill Road, a flipped over car southbound by Arden Avenue. Another accident. Now also on 80 westbound getting out toward 287. Jackknife tractor trailer in Parsippany. 80 eastbound in Saddlebrook, a crash. 21 north at Route 3, an accident. Route 10 westbound closed in Denville. Gothels Bridge completely iced over. And over on the LIE westbound at Glen Cove Road, it's an accident there as well. Please use caution. Partly cloudy later on today, high going up to 44. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher sees people fed up.
So everybody but white people get COVID treatment preference in places like Minnesota and New York. Blue states. It's not a coincidence, you know. It's always run by Democrats. Man, they're going to get their butts whipped in November. People are so sick of this.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. There are people that live in all kinds of circumstances, and sometimes the houses we have or the homes that we have inherited or can't seem to service anymore, they become bigger headaches than they're worth. That's why my good friends Sean and George at Swift Homebuyers are ready to help you now. They'll pay cash for your house. It doesn't matter what kind it is. Could be vacant, could be left over from a divorce, a junk house that needs thousands in repairs. They'll buy a house in any condition at any price. Cash for probate, inherited houses, houses where you have renters that won't pay their rent. Sean and George and Swift Homebuyers are Christians and they are a family-owned real estate business. Call them today and find out what you can get from them for your house that's given you this headache. 732-800-4020. They'll buy houses in any condition and they'll pay cash. Kevin McCullough, I trust Swift Homebuyers to get the cash out of your home that you need. I think you should give them a call. 732-800-4020. That's 732-800-4020.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, we'd love to see you in Atlantic City at the next LEAD conference. Oh, yeah, it's the 7th annual 21st Century Drug and Violence Prevention Training Conference put on by Law Enforcement Against Drugs. I can't wait to be a part of it. We're going to bring the show down there. We will be down there the 21st and the 22nd. This conference is going to be at Harrah's Resort in Atlantic City. Beautiful Harrah's in Atlantic City. I love Nick DeMore. We talked to Nick yesterday, and he's the chairman of LEAD, and he goes down to Atlantic City. They'll be there March 20th through the 22nd. We will be broadcasting the 21st and the 22nd. You could go to leaddrugs.org. Sign up now. If you are an educator dealing in your community and you want to stop drug use, drug-related crimes, bullying, violence, you could deter all of those, we believe, by bringing law enforcement against drugs into your community. And they work hand in hand. All these community leaders work hand in hand with law enforcement to make our community safer and better for our children. So go to leaddrugs.org, please. LEADRUGS. Leaddrugs.org and sign up for the 7th annual LEAD conference today.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Wake up with Joe Piscopo at 6. Ride home with John Katzenmatidis at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Lou Barletta is a former Republican congressman representing Pennsylvania's 11th district. He's currently running for governor of Pennsylvania. And Lou, welcome to the show. Congressman, great to have you with us, and Happy New Year to you, Lou.
Thank you, Joe. Happy New Year. Good to talk to you.
You too, man. I saw you at the Columbus Day Parade. That was great down in Philly with the Gita with Jerry Blavitt and the good folks down there. That was nice. Yeah. You guys, despite the mayor, we went through and we had a great parade, my friend.
It was. It was just disheartening, though, Joe, to see the Columbus statue boxed up like that. It's a disgrace.
Yeah, you know, you and I were Italian, but I mean, this mayor's not, yet he's got a vengeance like any Italian. He just is. He's so vindictive, this mayor. I mean, and you got Larry Krasner running Philadelphia. Now you're running for governor. Before we get to the issues of the day, I mean, you got a lot to run on, Lou Barletta.
Well, I do, especially down in Philadelphia, where they saw record murders, you know, last year, and they will probably top it again this year with that kind of leadership. I mean, just look at Kensington, Joe. You know, I've been down there a number of times, and it makes you want to cry to see what's happening there. They're letting criminals and drug dealers literally run the town. It's not fair to the people that live in Philadelphia.
Amen, Lou. Amen. Tell us about the illegal immigrants coming into Lehigh Valley, which is about really 25 minutes from my house out in Jersey in Hunterdon County. They're bringing illegal immigrants into Lehigh Valley now?
Yeah, actually, we caught them bringing illegal immigrants from the border into the Wilkes-Barre Scranton, the so-called home of Joe Biden, at night. These secret flights, ghost flights.
Wow.
The first one came on December 11th. Then on December 17th, we got a screenshot on FlightAware, and that's where you can follow planes, you know, as they where they are.
Yeah.
And the plane landed in Scranton. They got onto buses. We don't know where they went. And then they wiped out all the data as if that flight never existed. You can't find it. And then on Christmas night, of all nights, they flew two more planes into Wilkes-Barre Scranton. People went on buses. We have no idea where they took them. I wrote a letter to Governor Wolf and to Josh Shapiro, Attorney General, asking if, number one, they were aware of this. Number two, are they vaccinated? Do we know? Do we have proof? Did they do background investigations on the people coming from the border? We know the drug cartels using that border to pour fentanyl into our communities. MS-13 is coming in through the border, posing as minors when we know they're not. There was a 17-year-old in Florida who said, you know, he said he was 17, came from the border. He was actually 24, stabbed somebody to death. No answer where they're taking them, why they're doing this at night, why the secret flights. After we exposed them, they moved the flights from Scranton now to Lehigh Valley, where we caught them again on New Year's Day night, on the night of New Year's Day. got on buses, and who knows where they are.
You know, and if you're listening, we're talking to Lou Barletta, who is running for governor of Pennsylvania, a former congressman of Pennsylvania's 11th. And it's a beautiful state, and I know Lehigh Valley is a beautiful place, and I know I've been out there. That Lehigh Valley Airport is great, because if you don't want to deal with Philly, you don't want to deal with Newark, you can go to Lehigh Valley sometimes, get great flights out of there. They're bringing in people. Just so you know, as you listen to myself and Mr. Barletta, is that they're bringing in people from the border, flying them to this quiet little serene community in Lehigh Valley, and they're bringing illegals in. And my heart goes out. You know, Lou, we're Italian. Our people come from another country, and we embrace immigrants everywhere, but they all did it legally. Why are they hiding it like this? Why are they why is it so mysterious with all of this, do you think?
What's the secret? New Year's night, Christmas night, not letting anyone know where they are. You know, Pennsylvania law requires all of our children, before they can get into schools, to prove they've been vaccinated for polio, measles, mumps, hepatitis, chickenpox. Yeah. Do we know? Do we know, or do we actually believe that all the minors that have crossed the border have all of the same shots and vaccines to protect our kids? Communities have the right to know that they're bringing people in from the borders. Why this secrecy?
Yeah, cannot figure it out. What are they hiding? We know that we want to. We talk to a lot of border officials like Tom Holman and Mark Morgan come on the show. However, they're doing it to punch up votes. But really, at what risk to the community? And now it's right in our own backyard and in the secrecy of the night. And you know what gets me, Lou Barletta? The news media will not mention word one about this. You won't see anything about this on the media, except for you and I talking about it now. So God bless you for what you're doing. And also, you got to give Tom Rosamondo my best. I know you got some great friends. Yeah, Tommy's best. He's great. He rescued me down at an event, and he saw me, and he was running the event, security of the event. So my best to your team down there. However, before we let you go, you got Wolfen now, the Governor Wolfen now. Pennsylvania is a beautiful state, but you got the failure, 500-plus homicides already in this past year in Philadelphia with Krasner running, the DA and Kenny. I mean, you want to just walk in there and say, look, I'm here. But why do our friends who are still Democrats vote for these folks? What is the impetus there when there's such a big fail in the Democratic Party, sir?
I don't know if they will anymore, Joe. I mean, look at the cities and the states that are run by liberal Democrats, like here in Pennsylvania, like Mayor Kinney. These cities, they have destroyed great cities. And now our attorney general, who's sitting by watching what's happening in Philadelphia, really doing nothing about it. Instead, he went after the little sisters of the poor, rather than the drug dealers in Kensington. I think people have had enough.
Yeah, it's true. Lou Barletta. I just got a text here, Lou, from our friend Gail, who listens every morning. Love Lou Barletta. I'm in the Poconos. This is a big story in our local papers regarding the illegals coming in. So, Lou, keep the fight, my friend. We'll talk to you again,
okay,
Lou.
Joe.
Great to have you on the show, and Happy New Year.
Thanks. Happy New Year. God bless, Joe.
Yes, sir. God bless you, too. Lou Barletta right there. Gail, we love you. We love you. Love to you and the family up in the Poconos. Joe on the radio, 833. You know who's coming up next? Pat LaFreda. We're going to talk about the rise in meat prices. What's going on? And I just ordered a litany of LaFreda meats, spectacular LaFreda meats. But Pat, our buddy, is going to join us. Gordon Chang is on the show as well. Dr. Nicole Sapphire, Michael Goodwin. We got the show for you. And right now, Al Gattulo is in the newsroom, live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
34 degrees at 833. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. There's a push across party lines for repealing bail reform in New York. New Republican Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman is vowing to join forces with his new district attorney to repeal the controversial law. Meantime, Democratic Congressman Tom Suozzi, who is running for governor, is calling on his primary challenger, current Governor Kathy Hochul, and state lawmakers to give judges more discretion in releasing criminal defendants. He cited stats from the Times Union showing nearly 4% of criminals released under bail reform for misdemeanor crimes were rearrested for violent crimes. New Jersey is developing a fund to invest in businesses across the state. The New Jersey Economic Development Authority is heading up the initiative, which is dubbed the New Jersey Innovation Evergreen Fund. The program aims to use public and private money to address the state's shortfalls when it comes to venture capital funding and helping entrepreneurs succeed. The agency is set to hold two virtual public hearings this Thursday. Registration links can be found on the NJEDA's website. In sports, Knicks snapped their two-game skid, a 104-94 win over the Indiana Pacers. Devils had their three-game winning streak snapped. They fell to the Bruins 5-3 in Boston. As you heard here on The Answer last night, Seton Hall picking up its first win against a conference opponent. The Pirates blew out the Butler Bulldogs by the final of 71-56. This sports report is brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Lots of crashes all over the roads. Debbie Duhaime has more.
We've got at least 100 accidents this morning. Please use caution traveling if you have to go out. If not, please stay in. Let's go to 195 westbound exit 11. All lanes closed in Upper Freehold with an accident. 36 subject to closure in Keyport with icing and an accident there as well. Garden State Parkway North at 117. It's an overturned vehicle. Northbound Parkway up at 124. Another accident. Watch for slowdowns as you head over to the Gothels Bridge with icing conditions reported. Palisades Parkway southbound subject to closure getting down toward Alpine, the serious accident there. 10 westbound in Denville, a collision. Over on 80 westbound, getting out to a 287 in Parsippany, jackknife tractor trailer. We're seeing delays on 440, the West Shore Expressway. Several accidents reported there as well. Watch for delays over on 287 westbound in Harrison. Two lanes blocked with multiple accidents reported. Watch for delays as well on the New England Thruway southbound, getting down toward exit 15 into New Rochelle with several accidents reported. On the Sprain southbound, heading down toward Route 100B, a couple of accidents into Greenberg. Looks like the rain will stop later on today, and we'll see a high today of 44. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Nature Valley. Nature Valley sweet and salty bars help you make the most of your outdoor time. From the backyard to the slopes and anywhere in between. Enjoy a sweet and salty bar wherever you are. For every adventure, there's Nature Valley.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Route 22 Toyota. Route 22 Toyota. Well, Alex Kinsella is the man over there. You know, he's the GM at Route 22 Toyota. Great guy. You know, my buddy Captain Frank. Love Captain Frank. What a great guy. Unfortunate time. He's a neighbor out in the boondocks, you know. And he'll come and he helps out. Old Joe, his pal Joe, you know, Team Piscopo, he calls it. And we will go hauling around. He's a tough guy, too. Fourth degree black belt. I'll tell you about Captain Frank, you know. And then he'll pull up, man. And he'll pull up in his Toyota outside the house. And he'll say, Joe, I got this from Alex Kinsella. That's the Toyota, by the way. I told you, when we were in Wisconsin, we were touring Wisconsin this past summer. And Frank was out there. He had the Toyota. He drove his Route 22 Toyota out to Wisconsin, man. And he loves it. And then he had one, and then he got another car from Route 22 Toyota. Then he bought another friend of Route 22 Toyota. Al went to Route 22 Toyota. My sister Carol got the coolest car from Route 22 Toyota. And you can too. Now, if you want to take your car and see how much your car is worth, now is the time to find out how much your vehicle is really worth, whether you lease, finance your vehicle, own it outright. It is worth now more than ever before. Alex says it doesn't matter if you purchase or lease a new vehicle. They're offering overbook value for any make or model. Supply is low, which means your vehicle is in demand, and our friends at Route 22 Toyota are making it worth your time. Here's the number, 973-705-8905, 973-705-8905. Get a risk-free appraisal to see how much your vehicle is worth today. 973-705-8905. 8905. You could visit them at Route 22 West right there in Hillside, New Jersey, or online at Route22Toyota.com.
The following is a paid political announcement.
Hey, you. How's the cold?
Ugh, I'm dragging.
News is on. Maybe...
The news makes it worse. What really makes me sick is professional politicians like Kathy Hochul.
Yeah. I saw she decided she knows better than the 1.6 million voters who said no to playing games on voting and redistricting.
Yep. And then the legislature went there anyway.
The Daily News demanded Hochul veto that end run around the voters. She refused.
Hochul. Who voted to make her governor?
Nobody did, dear. She's just Andrew Cuomo's parting gift to New York.
Well, now Hochul's pushing to make voting even less secure.
The kind of thing voters just rejected.
That's because Kathy Hochul doesn't give about what voters think.
Gesundheit, dear.
Tell Kathy Hochul to keep her hands off your vote.
Paid for by Save Together NY, Inc. This communication was not expressly authorized or requested by any candidate or any candidate's political committees or any of its agents.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Pat LaFreda is going to join us from LaFreda Meats. I want to tell you about Relief Factor because I love you and I want you out of pain. And if I could go around and do what I do and with my knee and yet still able to work out, even last night I did it again. I always go, end of the day, I'm feeling kind of tired. And I go, well, and I grab the workout. And I'm careful, by the way. I don't push it anymore. I just don't. You know, not at my age. I try to keep it, you know, safe. But however, I can work out. I could go and I could do the chores around the house and I could be with my kids, you know, if I'm in the city, you know, and I'm going across the street. And then you want to just pick up the pace. I could actually, you know, jog, not do that little Joe Biden fake jog. I could really like move. And I think I could really move and get around and do all the things I do because I'm taking Relief Factor. How do we find out if it will work for you? Yeah, that's where I'm going. That 3-week quick start like I did. 5 days, boom, the pain dissipated, just went away. And I'm going like, how did that happen? And it's all 100% drug-free, spectacular, botanical ingredients, fish oil, resveratrol. You know, you want to go to relieffactor.com and just check it out, okay? Is that fair enough? You'll find $19.95. You can get the 3-week quick start. For so many people, it worked. It took less than 3 weeks. Let's give you 3 weeks to see if we can get you out of pain. Fair enough? Fair enough. You can call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or go to, please, relieffactor.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Pat LaFreda is the third generation owner of Pat LaFreda Meat Purveyors, author of Glorious Beef, The LaFreda Family and the Evolution of the American Meat Industry. Pat, welcome back to the show, brother. Happy New Year.
Good morning, Joe. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, everyone.
Oh, you know, it was great. I'm up early, and I'm just checking TV, checking online, you know, and I see I'm watching Fox and Friends first early in the morning, and they're wait, they're talking meat, and there's Pat LaFreda. That was a nice hit. Yeah, that was a nice hit. So you really take this so seriously, keeping the quality of LaFreda meats, but also keeping the price right. I ordered a litany. I just said on the air, Pat, I ordered a litany of chicken turkey burgers, the center cut filet, which we just had with my son, Joey, my big boy, and I'm telling you, the quality of meat is second to none. Price wasn't so bad, I'm telling you, but tell us why it's creeping up and why Joe Biden is blaming everybody except himself for this rise in meat prices.
Well, he did the same with fuel. He blamed the fuel companies for gasoline. But that really is the leading reason. There still is a labor shortage, sure, but fuel is still a dollar a gallon higher than it was a year ago. And that really hurts. So when product needs to travel throughout the country, fuel is a big problem. So to wag the dog, he's offered $1 billion into the meat industry to make companies more competitive. But and half of that is being spent on something called the COOL Act, COOL, which is the country of origin labeling, which would require companies like myself to use only American product if the words made in America or product of America are used, which makes total sense. I've been fighting for this for a very long time. The problem is, like Psaki, Ansaki, which was surprised at a press conference that this was even an issue.
But yeah.
She shouldn't be so surprised because it was in 2015 when he was vice president that this was repealed. And this has to do with the World Trade Organization and Mexico and Canada being upset that American farmers want there to be American product when it says made in America. So all of my products are from American farmers. It kills us when other companies will use imported product and put Made in America on it because they packaged it here in the U.S.
Wow.
So it's like bringing in foreign steel and making it a car in America and saying it's made in America, sure. But when it has to do with meat, something that we consume, it should be where it's raised, born, raised, and grazed for it to say product of America.
Well, what's the $1 billion for? He's never clear on that. I mean, just
it's very vague.
What $1 billion to the meat industry, and that means is he going to? Yeah. I mean, lower the prices.
USDA is already there. So I have a federal meat inspector inside my facility during all hours of operation.
Yeah, yeah.
So, in other words, the infrastructure to make this happen with the COOL Act, which would make huge this would cause huge competition, which would be great, because part of the initiative for that $1 billion to get American farmers to have to get more out of every dollar spent at the supermarket for meat. Well, if their products were labeled correctly, then that would be accomplished. They don't need any $1 billion for that. They already have the infrastructure. It would cost nothing but one executive order from the White House to the USDA to ensure that happens. That's it. We throw billions of dollars on the taxpayers every day now like it's nothing. It's a lot of money. It's useless.
Yes.
Again, it's just, we have the best meat in the world. America makes the best meat in the world by far.
Yeah.
We don't hear much about, American meat now being bad for the environment, for the greenhouse gases. You know, I think the pandemic has taken over the front page of problems for America right now, right? There's no better time for the American farmers to prosper and to grow their capabilities and really take more of the market that other countries are taking. So Uruguay, Brazil, Australia, New Zealand, like they'll send an export product into the United States, and American consumers think that they're buying American product, but they're not.
Look at that, man. It's unbelievable. And you, what you went through with the pandemic and how you survived and how you helped out and how Pat LaFreda, your family, sold meats at the back of the LaFreda truck because people couldn't get it at the grocery store. You should be given a deal from the government in some regard. And with this $1 billion, I'm afraid, like everything else, is going to go to those other countries that you're talking about. That's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid of that, too. Yeah,
you can take federal money and put it into a private sector.
Yes.
When has that ever worked?
Yeah, that's so true. Hey, Pat, listen. And how's Dad doing? It was great to see you not too long ago.
My dad's doing great.
Give him my best.
He sends his regards and Mark also.
Fabulous. Listen, you're doing great, man. I got to tell you too. And I just for the holidays, for Christmas, I ordered everything in, and it's at top of the line. I just said it on the air. Pat, my big boy, Joey said, "Dad, I'm going to make dinner tonight." So we had two center cut Pat LaFreda steaks, man. They were great, just the best. Proud to have you on the show. Yeah, man. Proud to be with you. Give love to your beautiful family, man. Keep the fight, because I really feel that we will prevail through this craziness, Pat. And thanks for taking the time with us. Happy New Year. Can't wait to see you, my friend.
Joe, we've been here for over 100 years. We're not going anywhere. But thank you. Happy New Year, brother.
I love it. Thank you, Pat. Take care, brother. Pat LaFreda right there. Great story. Great Italian-American success story, the LaFreda meat purveyors. Really proud to have him on the show, too. And Mama Mia, too. And what I love about the steaks are great. And my mother always says, eat a steak. And when I eat a steak now, I get spoiled because I always have a LaFreda steak. Although we have the turkey burgers, you got the chicken. I know what I'm talking about, Hey, Mr. Mom, you talking to Mr. Mom over here. I got it all. I hope the refrigerator doesn't go off again.
Oh, that's not good.
Lost my ear. Why? Because it's made in China. And why? Because I didn't listen to the listener said, Joe, don't buy General Electric because it's not made in America. No. That's Schenectady, New York, is it not? Pulling out
beyond
so
the
much.
People.
Yeah, not so much. Not so much, man. It was right there. Oh, I'm still upset. I'm afraid to buy anything anymore. You can see where it's made because they really, with the cars and everything else, make it in America, bring it home. America first. That policy is just, and that is a mission that we should stay on. Hey, Joe on the radio, it is so, what you should not stay on are the roads because they're so slippery, so dangerous this morning. And Debbie's been working so hard, and she's been diligent all morning just getting the word out. How are we doing so far? Getting any better at all, Deb?
You know, Joe, it's still cold out here, so the roads are still pretty treacherous. And I'm going to tell you what's going on. It's, you know, it's still pretty cold. So we're seeing frozen conditions along 95 here in Greenwich, an accident by exit 2. Watch for delays as well as you take a ride over to the Sawmill southbound into Yonkers. That's closed with an accident. We're seeing delays as well on the thruway southbound, moving slowly in toward the Mario Cuomo Tappan Zee Bridge. Freezing rain in that area, 45-mile-per-hour speed limit. 287 westbound out by the Hutch, an accident taking a couple of lanes. Bronx River Parkway north by the Cross County, an accident. The whole Hudson Valley, very tough. Also throughout Jersey, it looks like so many accidents, can't count them all. 34 are still closed in Old Bridge with an accident. Watch out for some ongoing salting and sanding along the Garden State Parkway as well. 80 heading westbound out by 287. It's a jackknifed tractor trailer. All lanes blocked here in the local lanes. Palisades Parkway is subject to closure now in both directions. Getting out through Alpine with several accidents reported. 3 westbound subject to closure out by the Meadowlands with an accident. 1 and 9 is still treacherous through Jersey City. That's causing delays on all of the roads getting to and from Jersey City. Over on the Van Wyck southbound by Queens Boulevard, it's an accident. 440 still tough northbound by Arthur Kill Road. That's an overturned car. Southbound 440 getting into Arden Avenue, an accident as well. And expect delays on the Northern State Parkway westbound out by the Meadowbrook on the ramp. Several accidents with icing reported there now as well. And the LIE westbound at Glen Cove Road, a collision as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder has more to add to the president's list.
There is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level.
There is no federal solution to health care, to wages. There's no federal solution to retirement, to quote-unquote climate change. We can go on and on and on about all the things the federal government is doing that it ought not do.
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 8 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, this is Joan Herman, host of Change Your Attitude, Change Your Life's Conversations with Joan. Conversations with Joan focuses on topics that are important to your life. Every Sunday night, some of the world's most inspirational and influential people join me to discuss health and wellness, professional development, and personal well-being. They share their insights, tips, and strategies so you can thrive and live your best life now. Take time for yourself. Tune into Conversations with Joan every Sunday night at 10 p.m. right here on AM 970 The Answer. If you miss a show, be sure to visit our website so you can listen on demand. And while you're there, read our digital magazine and take part in our book club. Visit CYACYL.com. That's CYACYL.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hey, Joe on the radio, telling you about Balance of Nature because I love you. I always take Balance of Nature in the morning. I take my fruits in the morning, take the vegetables later. And it's like it's each daily dose, by the way, that I take contains 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. Think about that. And like Joey and I, we eat so healthy. I eat so healthy when Joey stays with me. My goodness gracious. From the broccoli to the sweet potatoes, clear, you know, and just I don't put butter on it. I just eat it with the great taste of the sweet potato. You should have it every day. I do not. I don't eat enough fruits and vegetables, clearly. And I try to have orange. I try to have it all, but I can't. So I take Balance of Nature, and that subsidizes what I should be having in the fruits and vegetables. All the nutrients, the tens of thousands of vital nutrients. And what that does is build up your immune system. And I'm not going to make a clinical claim, but I could make a fact statement saying that the best defense against any virus is your own strong immune system. And you could do that with fruits and vegetables. So we invite you to call 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. You can go to balanceofnature.com, use the promo code J-O-E, Joe, that's me. And you could give Balance of Nature as a gift of good health for a birthday or something. I tell you, it's a great gift of good health to your friends and your family members, saying, look, I want you around a long time. I want you to be as healthy as possible to enjoy each day of your life to its fullest. And now, if you order now, you get 35% off and free shipping on any new preferred order. And then you get that free private health coach courtesy of the Howard family. If you order now and you call 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com. Use the promo code Joe.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Lumberg coming up momentarily. Five before 9 o'clock. Boy, look at this 9 o'clock hour. We got Gordon Chang right at the top. We'll be chatting about Gordon. And about China and about the dangers in China that Gordon sees and he foresees and warns us about and has been warning us about it for years, for years. And this administration doesn't even want to acknowledge it. Dr. Nicole Sapphire, we're going to talk about the Omicron, the virus, the shots, the therapies. Dr. Nicole Sapphire and Michael Goodwin as well next hour. You don't want to miss the 9 o'clock hour. Hey, Joe Lumberg, I'll tell you, he's out there doing a great job. Joey, dangerous out there. How we doing weather-wise, my friend?
It looks like it's starting to improve a little bit. Surface temperatures are getting up to the freezing mark and beyond. The precipitation is coming to an end. But it's been a nightmare for the past couple of hours, obviously, with this icy rain having come through the area. So for the next hour or so, please be careful out there until the temperature can get a little farther above the freezing mark and the road crews can get the roads treated. But the rest of the day, it looks quiet. We'll get up into the mid-40s this afternoon, and then it looks like it's dry tonight. Temperature will bottom out in the 30s. Tomorrow, a chillier day with some sun followed by clouds, 40 for high, and then another storm comes through the area late tomorrow night and into the day on Friday. And with it, we expect several inches of snow that should end Friday morning, improving weather Friday afternoon. But the Friday morning commute could be very compromised across the area.
All right. Thank you, Joe Lumberg. Well done, as always, my friend. We are in the winter time. As you're on the roads, you're stuck. I do not understand. And we're feeling for you stuck on the roads. I don't understand why they just don't brine the roads, put the salt down beforehand. And in Virginia, they're saying, they actually said the department, they had billions and billions of dollars, a lot of it federally subsidized for the Virginia Department of Transportation. Still, they had that backup, and we didn't want to put anything down because it rained and it would just wash it off. Bad excuse. You put it down anyway, and then you just do it again if you're going to get that much money. And it happens over and over and over again. And now you got stuck on the roads. Are they not listening to the weather forecast? Listen to this radio station. We'll give it to you. Unbelievable. The incompetence in government. Every day. My hope in government lessens every single day. But we will continue the fight right here on AM 970 The Answer on the Joe Piscopo Show with Joey and Al and Debbie. We are here for you. Dr. Nicole Sapphire next hour. Michael Goodwin coming up. And Gordon Chang on AM 970 The Answer.
News. 3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.